AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Good luck finding bottled water in Corpus Christi, Texas. Folks there have cleaned out supermarkets in the Gulf Coast city after learning a harmful chemical that leaked from an industrial plant may have contaminated the city's water supply. Mayor Dan McQueen says the city's not to blame.
Without the full investigation, there's no way I can speculate on exactly what rules or violations, if any, had occurred. So that investigation has to occur.
Lawrence Colburn, a helicopter gunner in the Vietnam War who helped end the slaughter of hundreds of unarmed Vietnamese villagers by U.S. troops at My Lai, has died of cancer in Canton, Georgia at the age of 67. In a March 1998 interview, Colburn says, "My Lai should never be forgotten."
May we never forget again. May we never forget the brutality and the heartbreak of war.
A memorial service is planned for him Saturday, January 7th. After Dylan Roof, a 22-year-old white man, was convicted today of killing 9 black members of a Charleston, South Carolina church, some family members spoke to the media. Daniel Simmons, Jr., whose father was killed, said when you trust in God, you understand that love has no color.
Love heals, love destroys, just like in this particular situation. We thought he was starting a race war. But look at what love conquered. Look at the unity and how Charleston came together.
Tyrone Sanders, who lost his son, says his thoughts on what Dylan Roof deserves are best left unsaid for the time being.
I must say that my thoughts are sort of medieval. And I really don't want to comment on that part until after the sentencing.
Jurors took just an hour today to convict a California sex offender of killing 4 women, crimes that were mostly committed while he was being tracked by GPS. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says the U.S. will respond to Russian hacking of the political process in this country. It'll respond at a time of its own choosing. Obama told NPR's Morning Edition how the U.S. response may not be known to the general public.
Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some of it may not be. But Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it.
President-elect Donald Trump took his thank you tour to Hershey, Pennsylvania tonight.
Thank you to the incredible people of Pennsylvania. Thank you. Thank you. This is the first time the Republican Party has won the state of Pennsylvania in almost 30 years.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.